Yeah, overall, you know, I would say, you know, did we see some farms get stressed by moisture? We absolutely did. I do think in a lot of cases, even those farms that were stressed might have exceeded expectations in a lot of cases. And yeah, you know, last year's corn crop, I think at a macro level was a little bit stronger than this one. But, you know, I think we had a little easier harvest. I think our moistures probably came in a little bit drier. So obviously getting this crop harvested through the corn dryer in the bin was it was just a really easy fall with how dry the corn was and how warm the temperatures were. You know, and obviously we had good commodity prices too, you know, if you compare year over year. But yeah, I mean, the corn crop turned out, I would say, maybe a little better than maybe I anticipated it could be midsummer. Thankfully, we caught a few rains late that I think really helped, you know, maybe capture some of that late yield that I think we're at risk losing before some of those late August rains. But, you know, we still have some challenges in corn. You know, we did end up seeing, you know, quite a bit of corn rootworm damage across southeast Minnesota, which we're talking a lot about at our winter meeting, and also saw a lot of extended diapause. So we had some corn on bean acres that were fighting some corn rootworm, which we haven't seen as much of that in previous years. So some things we got to, you know, still learn from this year and plan for next year. And obviously, you know, the tar spot disease really showing up in southeast caught a lot of attention. In most cases, wasn't a yield limiting factor, but we had some situations where it was. But, you know, but still overall, I'd say we got through that pretty well. But with that said, still got to take a lot of that information we learned and you kind of put that into consideration as now we're just in full swing for preparations of next year's crop and, you know, making sure we, you know, we don't fight some of the same challenges that we had around corn rootworm and we got a good tar spot plan in place. And obviously just trying to navigate through some of the challenges of, you know, availability of crop protection products and, you know, some of the fertilizer pricing. Obviously we just got to, you know, really do a careful job of making sure we got the crop nutrition we need, but also, you know, we get ourselves positioned on the